Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Great day, purpose pursuers. Tresetta Alexander here, your host of Tea with Tresetta. And this week's episode is a Facebook Live recording that I did inside of my Facebook group, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers, where I share what to do when plans fail. And inside this recording, I share five different tips, five different strategies that you can use to get back on track when your plans fail. But before we dive into this week's episode, I want to invite you to participate in a collaborative event or a collaborative experience that I am co-hosting with Kimmy Johnson, the founder and chief editor or editor-in-chief of Purpose Driven Women magazine, coming this April 2020 on the 3rd and the 4th, called Kingdom Girls Rock Conference. Right now, our call for speakers is open, as well as talent, because on that Friday night, we will have a night of worship. So it's going to be singers, dancers, mimes, spoken word, a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of fellowship. And then on Saturday, we will have our conference session. So if you have a gift, if you have a talent, if you have a message that you want to share with other kingdom-minded women, then head on over to kingdomgirlsrockconference.com and you can apply to be a speaker. You can apply to share your talent. We also have some vendor opportunities available, so you can get all the information for that event on kingdomgirlsrockconference.com. It is going to be an amazing time. We have designed this experience to nourish you, spirit, soul, and body. And our theme for the year is, or the theme for the event is, Together We Can, because we believe that it is time for the body of Christ to come back into a spirit of unity and come together to advance the kingdom of God through our individual purposes. But we can do so much more when we come together and work together rather than trying to do it alone. So again, you can find all the information and apply to speak, apply to be a vendor, apply to be share your talent, all right there at kingdomgirlsrockconference.com. Now let's go ahead and dive into this week's content, where I share what to do when plans fail. But thank you for joining. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and dive into our topic for tonight, which again is what to do when plans fail. A lot of times, I posted about this earlier today, and a lot of times what happens is we have this great vision that God has given us, and we come up with a plan, we come up with a strategy on how we're going to get to from where we are to where God is calling us to go, and we start out on that journey, we start following that plan, and things don't go the way we expect them to. And what happens for a lot of people is they start thinking, oh, well, maybe I missed God. Maybe I didn't hear correctly. And so then they change their goal or they change the vision. They start going off in a total another direction. And really, it's, you don't need to change your vision. In fact, you should never change your vision. Well, I don't want to say never. Never is a really strong word. But you should be very vigilant about holding on to your vision and changing the plan, but refining the vision.
right? There's a difference between changing the vision and refining the vision. And a lot of times when God gives us the vision, it's not crystal clear. We get kind of an idea, not super clear. We have maybe some things in detail, but other things are kind of fuzzy. And what happens is over time, as you're actually going after that vision, it becomes more clear. It gets refined, right? So when you refine something, it gets better, right? When you refine goal, like in the scriptures, the Bible talks about how the finer's pot is for silver and gold. And so what happens is when the gold or whatever the precious metal is goes into the refiner's pot and is heated up, it burns off the impurities. And so same thing happens with our vision. As it is tested by the fire of challenges, difficulties, and situations, it becomes more refined. And we get clearer about where it is that we're actually going. And so as a result, you want to focus on the refinement of the vision as opposed to changing the vision. Change the plan, but not the vision. We want to refine our vision and change our plan. You want to really, really hold fast to your vision. So what happens when that plan that you have doesn't work out? What is it that you need to do? And I have five different things that you should do when you are facing a situation where your plans fail. And the first one may seem a little bit obvious, but sometimes we don't actually go about doing what we said we were going to do. So my first one is ask yourself, did I actually work the plan? Did I actually carry out the plan? Because a lot of times, truth be told, we don't stick to, let's say we have a goal to, I like to use sales in these particular situations because it's a very tangible numeric thing that we can focus on, right? So let's say you have a goal. I'm sorry, I feel like I have something on my eye or under my eye and it's bothering me. We have a goal to make a certain amount of money in our business. And so as a result, let's say that figure is we want to do $10,000. We're going to be modest. We want to do $10,000 in the first quarter of 2020. Okay. And so we have to think about, all right, well, what is it that I'm selling? What does it cost? Or what is the price of it so that I know I need to sell, and we're just going to do this based off of a single item. And let's say that the product or service costs $100, right? So in order for us to make $10,000 in a quarter with a product that costs $100, that means we have to sell 100 of that product or service over the course of the 3 months. All right, so I'm gonna break out my calculator really quickly. Okay, so that means a total of 100 over the 3 months. And we're gonna say that there are, we're just gonna base it off of 4 weeks because we know sometimes we end up with a month that has like 5 weeks in it, but we're just gonna base it off of 4 weeks. So, or each month off of 4 weeks. So that means we have 12 weeks to sell 100 of this particular product or service. All right. So I'm going to take that 100 divided by 12 weeks. That means we need to sell 8 of whatever that product or service is. Now, so on average, you need to be selling at least 8 to 8 or 9 of that particular product per week. And if you work 5 days a week, if you work your business 5 days a week, divide that by five, that means on average, you need to be selling 1.5 of that product each day, right? Now that we know every day how many products we need to sell, if you know what your close rate is, meaning how many times you have to pitch or present that product or service in order to get a sale, on average, it's usually, for most people, it's going to be around 20 to 30%. And so in order to sell 1.5 or 2 items on a daily basis, you need to pitch a certain number of people in order to get that sale. So let's be on the conservative side and say you have a 20% close rate, right? And I know I'm getting into the minutiae of this, but it's really important. I want you to really see this. So 1.5, and we have a 20% close rate. Sorry, I'm looking at my calculator here. We have a 20% close rate, meaning we need to So 10 would be, so we need to, hold on, whoops, 5 times 1. So you need to do, that means you need to pitch around about, let's just say, round it up and say about 6 to 7 people you need to pitch your product or service to every single day. That's how many, that's what your goal is going to be, to every working day give 7 sales pitches. And if you use, if you pitch 7 people your product or service every single working day, you should hit your goal. Now, some days you're going to close more people than other days, and some days you're going to close fewer people than other days, but on average, you should end up hitting that, your actual goal, right? So how does this play into the, did you follow the plan? So if you've set that goal for the three months and you've got 12 weeks to hit that $10,000 in sales, then you can easily, if you're monitoring, if you're measuring, and you've broken your goal down into actionable steps like we just did, where you know that you need to do 7 sales presentations each day in order to hit that goal, then you can easily go back and look and see, all right, did I follow my plan? And if you didn't follow your plan, then before you give up on your vision, before you change your plan, actually go back and work your plan. You have to be consistent in putting in the work. You have to be consistent in doing the action steps that you said you were going to do, that you identified that you were going to do, in order for you to hit your goal, or in order for you to make progress, create that momentum in the thing that you are working on, right? So the first thing is asking yourself, did I follow the plan? And if you didn't follow the plan, like I said, go back and actually work the plan. If you did, okay, I did work the plan. I worked it consistently on a daily basis. I consistently made 7 sales pitches each working day, but I still did not hit my goal. I'm not hitting my goal. So then go back and review. So the second tip is go back and review the strategies that actually yielded you results. When you actually did close sales, what was it about those sales calls or those sales pitches that yielded you the results you were after? Right? What is it that worked? Were you doing that consistently, or were you using a script to give your pitches? Were you just kind of going flying off the cuff? Maybe you don't necessarily have a script, but you have a kind of a plan or a outline for what you go through when you make a sales pitch. And maybe on some of those calls, you weren't using your outline, and some of them you were. And so you can identify, well, in these particular calls, I didn't have my outline. Or maybe I was not in my office. Maybe I was traveling and I was in a public place and I felt self-conscious. And so I was having a difficult time focusing. I was distracted. So think about all those things. What are the things that actually worked? Identify those strategies that actually worked and see if you were doing them consistently or not. Then number three, the third thing for you to do is to do the opposite. Identify the strategies or the things that you were doing that weren't producing the results. What did you do that didn't work out? What were the things that were caught, that you had planned to do and that you were implementing, but it just was not, it wasn't giving you the results that you expecting them to. So go back and what are the things that you were doing that just weren't working out? Maybe you were trying out some new sales copy. Maybe you were trying a new closing strategy. Maybe you were trying something new, or maybe you got some advice from a coach or from someone else, or you read an article about closing sales and you decided to try this new sales strategy that you had never done before, and it just wasn't working out the way that it was for other people. So identify what are those things that were unsuccessful, that weren't working for you, right? And then once you have what was working and what wasn't working, once you have both of those things, number four is then go back and revise your plan. Or if you couldn't identify anything that was working for you, then just create a whole new plan, right? So it goes back to how I opened up, what I opened up with, which is refine your vision. Don't ditch your vision. Be willing to ditch the plan, be willing to change the plan and ditch it all together if necessary, but hold on to the vision. And a lot of times we're just so quick to cast away the vision and say, oh, you know, it wasn't meant to be, maybe, you know, I miss God, whatever the case may be, and failing to realize that it may just be the plan itself. Maybe the plan itself was flawed. So go back and make a revision to the plan. Change your plan. So maybe you identified something that was working really well and some things that weren't working well. Get rid of the things that didn't work and do more of the things that did work so that you get better results. Also with this is sometimes we're so focused on, in the short term, on the fact that we're not seeing the results. And what happens is you have to build momentum. A lot of times you don't have those wins coming out of the gate. So you have your goal of making 7 sales calls or sales pitches each workday for you. And, you know, you've gone through, let's say you went through an entire week and you made all 7 every single day, and you only ended up with maybe 2 sales for the week. And so what happens is we will get frustrated and we'll get discouraged because we're not seeing the results we want. But you have to understand too that there's some momentum there. There's some refining that happens as you're going through the process. There's a level of comfort that comes from doing that, actually putting in your work and doing that same activity over and over again. Eventually you will yield the results you want. It's the law of averages, right? So, but you can't, 1 week is not enough time to know whether or not it's working. 1 week is just not enough time. If you've gone an entire month and that's what you're averaging, you know, you've gone an entire month and you've actually put in the work and you've done the 7 sales pitches every single working day for that month and you're only yielding 2 sales, then I would say, yes, there's something flawed with your plan. Then you need to actually evaluate, all right, what seems to be working? What really look at the ones that you actually did close, look at the places where you were successful and see what were the things that I have in common, all of those different scenarios, what do they all have in common, and see if you can find a pattern of what really worked when you did close a sale. What were those things that really stood out and then try to focus on building more of that into your plan. Maybe it was those particular leads came from a particular email, or maybe they came from a particular social media post. Maybe they came from a particular group that you're in. Whatever the case may be, find those common denominators with the ones that are successful and focus on doing those activities, right? I know I keep saying this, but it's so important for you to understand that it's about making adjustments and changes to your plan and only refining your vision. Don't just throw your vision away. Don't just give up on it because it's not happening the way you expect it to, just because it's not happening as fast as you want it to. Don't throw in the towel. And a lot of times I've shared this before. I don't know if I shared it inside the group, but I've shared it on my business page for sure before. But I felt led of the Lord to host a big conference as for the first anniversary of me launching into my coaching practice. And I just, because I felt led of the Lord to do it, I just went all in. I was like, it's going to be this big, huge thing. And I signed a contract for a hotel, for sleeping rooms, for the meeting room, for catering, for the food and beverage, all this kind of stuff. I got speakers and I did all of these things. And when the time came, I had 3 people, no, excuse me, I had 5 people register for this event that I was expecting 100 people for, that I had invested all this money in. And I was totally heartbroken. And now the event itself, the people who came, the people showed up, I ended up with more speakers than I had actual attendees, but it ended up being an amazing event. And the people who were there had nothing but great things to say about the event. But on the inside, I was heartbroken and I felt like, oh, I missed God. And it wasn't that I missed God. One, I wasn't being wise. Like I just assumed that because God gave me this, that it was going to be this big, huge thing. I kind of got away from him, but at the same time, I was obedient to do what he instructed me to do. The way that I structured the event, the content that I had in the event, the atmosphere that I set for the event, I was obedient to do what he told me to do. And because I was obedient to what he instructed me to do, it was a success. And this is just a sidebar. Sometimes you have to redefine what success looks like. And honestly, it's not about how many people show up for your event. It's not necessarily about how many people buy your product. What it is about is, were you obedient to do the thing God instructed you to do? That is true success. No matter what it is, if you were obedient to do what God instructed you to do, it is a success. Don't get so caught up in the outcome. Focus on doing the work. Focus on working the plan that he gave you. And let God be the God of the outcome and you be vigilant about working the plan, okay? So coming back to number 4 was revise the plan, or if you need to, create an entire new plan. But don't do that so quickly that you haven't had an opportunity to actually see the results. Give it at least a month, depending upon the nature of your plan or whatever your goal is. But at least 21, give it 21 to 30 days before you say it's not working, period. And make sure, again, going back to the first one, make sure you're actually working your plan, that you're actually doing whatever those actions are consistently so that you can get the results. Because if you're not doing the work, if you're not actually carrying out the plan that you set forth, then you're not going to yield the results that you're really expecting to, okay? And then number five, what to do when your plans fail is actually, now that you have revised or created a new plan, work the plan. I know that sounds simple. I know that that sounds obvious, but work the plan. So we've just kind of come full circle. Work the plan. Actually do the work. Put in the work. Put in the effort. Put in the energy. Put in the resources. Do what you have to do in order to yield the results. If you miss a day, it's going to happen. Sometimes you're going to be tired. Sometimes you're not going to, life is going to happen and you're not going to be, you may not necessarily be able to get in all the work. But if you commit to it, then do what you got to do. And if you can't get it done that day, then make it up the next. Don't just think, oh, well, I've got, you know, 6 more weeks, or I've got 8 more weeks, or I've got plenty of time to make it up. No, make it up the next day. Do what you got to do to make it up so that you can actually get the results. Because if you really desire to manifest the vision God has given you, then you should be committed enough to do the necessary work to manifest it. The scripture says that faith without works is dead. Yes, we need to walk by faith. Yes, we need to believe God. But you also have to do your part. God is not going to do it for you. He's not going to do it all for you. I like to say he'll put his super on your natural, right? But you've got to do the work that's within your ability to do. You've got to give him something to work with. So when you do your part, then God can come alongside you and partner with you to do what you cannot do. Do what you can do and let God do the part that he does, right? Let him be the God of the outcome, okay? All right, so I'm going to take a sip of my tea really quick. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. While you all are dropping any questions or comments that you may have, I want to share with you this opportunity I am hosting on Saturday, November the 23rd. For those of you who are in the Tallahassee and surrounding areas, or if you just feel like traveling, I am hosting on Saturday, November the 23rd, Vision 2020, The Wait is Over. And what this is I am going to be helping a small group of people. I've only got space for 20 people. And what we're going to be doing is getting crystal clear about our visions, right? So you're going to be going through that process of refining the vision that God has given you. I'm going to walk you through setting attainable goals, setting some attainable goals for 2020. And then we're actually going to create your roadmap. So you are going to have a very crystal clear action step plan to get from where you are right now to where you want to be at the end of 2020, because it is time for us to manifest the vision that God has given us. It's time for us to manifest the abundant life that Christ died for us to have. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I have already created The workbooks, I'm almost done with them. I still have a few more pages that I want to add into it, but you'll get a workbook and you will, when you leave there, that workbook will be completely filled out with all the things that you need to do in order to manifest your vision. So there will be, you're going to be creating affirmations. You're going to be identifying habits that you need to form in order to be the type of person that can achieve the goal that you set for yourself. You're going to have literally a list of all the actions that you need to get done with deadlines, with due dates, so that you know where you need to be all along the journey. You're going to have a roadmap with your key milestones that you need to hit in order to be on track for your goal. You're going to know why you're doing, because it's really important for you to connect a strong why to your vision. You're going to need to know when you connect that strong why, that strong emotion to it, then when things get challenging, when things get difficult. Hey, Mary, I didn't even see you had joined. When things get difficult, you're going to have a strong enough why to keep you going, because otherwise you'll just give up. You'll just fold in. You'll just kind of throw in the towel. But when you have a strong enough why, you can carry on with the vision. So we're going to be, this is all I'm going to be talking about for the rest of, for the rest of 2019. That's all that we're going to be, this is what we're going to be covering in the event. Tickets are $40. That includes your lunch, that includes your workbook, plus all the content and material that I'm going to be sharing with you. This is an all-day event. It's from 9 to about 2, 3 o'clock on that afternoon. So, and we're going to be doing this, you know, individual work. So you're going to be ready to go full force into 2020. And there's some things that you're going to be doing for the rest of 2019 to prepare yourself for that launch in 2020. So I put the link in the description of this broadcast, but it is bit.ly/vision2020event. So you can head over to that link, or you can go directly over to Eventbrite and do a search for Vision 2020 here in Tallahassee, and you can find it there. But like I said, tickets are $40, and that does include your lunch, your workbook, and of course the time that you'll have with me, which is a steal. This is a steal for this. But I wanted to, and the Lord really impressed upon me to be generous in when I do my events. The majority of them I'm trying to do them free, because that's really where He wanted me. What He wanted me to do going forward for at least the next year or so. So I kept the registration really low, but just enough for me to cover the costs of the materials that I'm providing you. That's really what it is. It doesn't take care of my time. I'm not really making money off of it. It's really just simply so that I can provide you with the materials that you need in order to walk away with a plan. So I don't see any questions in the comments. So we're going to go ahead and close out tonight. Thank you all so much for joining me tonight. And if you are watching this on the replay, go ahead and hit me with that hashtag replay and let me know, for those of you watching live and for those of you who go back and watch the replay, hit me with your biggest takeaway. I always love hearing what sticks with people when I do these Facebook Lives. So, all right. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I will see you all right back here next week, Tuesday, for another episode of Tea with Tressetta. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would help me get the message of purpose and prosperity out to as many believers as possible. You can do this by sharing the podcast with another purpose pursuer or by leaving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until the next episode, Kingdom blessings.